Start your day with Tim Fleming in the Morning, someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
And good morning, I'm Tim Fleming. We do have Brian Hanif with us from CG Public Health in Mason City. And Brian, how are you this fine Tuesday morning?
Well, we're up and at 'em and getting ready to go for the day, so we're doing well.
Taking nourishment and away you go, right?
That's it.
Well, let's get it started. Let's get the update then on where we're at as far as the vaccines go and what the process looks like for this week.
Yeah, we're looking at 800 doses again, which is kind of like we're a broken record when we come to the numbers. But we'll be hosting clinics again tomorrow and Thursday. We're going to be closed on Friday. And we've gotten through pretty much all of our phase 1B groups, aside from a small group in the incarcerated people in jails that we still need to reach out to. But that'll be sometime in the near future. But we're making pretty good headway. We know that we just wrapped up primarily our teachers who are back from spring break, and also some of our child care workers. Still working a little bit on some of our people who might otherwise be homebound, but our nurses are out and about doing quite a bit of outreach in that capacity, so we're making good headway.
I got a phone call from a friend of mine who is out of state saying they're trying to get the shot in their state and can't find a place to do that, wondering about coming to Iowa now. And I just said that they would obviously have to meet all of the requirements that we're currently at, correct?
Yeah, and actually those requirements are going to be pretty much reset. We won't have any requirements starting next Monday. The governor has lifted all restrictions, and so access should be pretty much across the board. Anybody who wants it can get it. And even so, this week, the restrictions are so... They're broad restrictions that we aren't asking people to provide any proof of pre-existing conditions or anything like that. So it's, not that we don't want people to follow those guidelines, but for the most part, there's no way for us to otherwise manage that.
So just, again, they should go to the website and or call?
Yeah, they can. So what we've been doing lately, and it's working very well, is when we receive our allocations, and those allocations now are coming in one day later. It used to be Monday, then it went to Tuesday. Now we don't get those allocation notifications until Wednesday. Is then we make sure that we've got slots that will be posted on Friday afternoons around 4:30, so people can check our website then. And then the subsequent days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, at about 9 a.m., we post additional slots that people can go in and check. The reason we did that was we just wanted to make it a little more spread out for people to have a little bit more of an opportunity to be able to get a scheduled slot. The other thing is we know that some people who may work may not be able to access some of those slots during the week. So what we've done is allowed for some of those accessibility to go in and register on a Saturday and a Sunday. So it seems to be working really well. I haven't received really any complaints, and so we'll continue to do that.
What was the reaction when seeing people come back from the spring break vacations and those kinds of things? Have you seen any ripple through the North Iowa community?
Not yet. I'm just looking at the numbers here as we talk, and our 14-day rolling average is up slightly, but we're still at 3.8%. However, I do want to stress, I mean, we don't have to look that far. Definitely in the Midwest, we're seeing some hot spots, and we know that we need to keep vigilant and keep our eyes out and keep watch of the numbers. Michigan has some spikes, and so we're seeing some numbers go up, and that was a little bit anticipated and a little bit of a concern for us is that as people did travel over the spring break time period, that people would come back and they would likely be exposed. And there's still a lot of people out there who have not been vaccinated. So, we want to make sure that people continue to wear masks. That's a question I'm getting a lot, Tim, is that people are saying, well, you know, can we maybe stop wearing these masks if we've been vaccinated? And in theory, we can. The CDC has come out and said, you know, if you're around people who have been vaccinated with both shot series and you're 14 days past the second dose, that you can basically kind of commingle without masks. However, it's too difficult right now to be able to tell or to assume that enough people have received their vaccine and been fully vaccinated, which, again, that's after the second dose if you're getting Moderna or Pfizer. You got to be 14 days past that second dose. So people need to continue to wear masks. Kids in school still need to be wearing masks. You know, businesses, if people can't socially distance, people need to be wearing masks. Out in public, still need to be wearing masks. Follow those same rules. That's going to help us keep our rolling 14-day average low.
And what were the tips maybe you could give for those that are looking at gathering for Easter? That's the next big event coming up. And you know, there are church services and different things that are going to take place.
Yeah, so, you know, in our faith-based organizations, I think most or all of them are really trying to do a good job of keeping people socially distanced. You know, if you are not vaccinated yet, I would encourage people not to engage in large group gatherings, wearing masks around others, making sure that you're still washing hands, using hand sanitizer, and by golly, stay home if you're not feeling well. If you have traveled and you've returned from some sort of travel out of the state, and if you even come down with the sniffles, pay close attention. Stay home for a day or two and see how you feel. And for those people who are still looking to get the vaccine, I do want to stress. Yesterday we had slots open through the day, and the day before that we had slots that stayed open until the next day. And so people should check our website and see about getting a time slot or, you know, check with your local Hy-Vees, check with your pharmacies. We know that Walmart should be receiving a direct federal allocation of vaccine sometime, we hope, next week. So the Hy-Vee pharmacies have them, you know, periodically check their websites and also check out Walmart. And then you can also check with Mercy One and see about getting on their list. They're working quite a few people through as well. So there's a lot of excess points. We want to make sure that people can get those vaccines, and it continues to get easier and easier for people to get them.
And Brian, anything else you just wanted to touch on today that you thought, you know, we have to let people know about this?
Yeah, one more thing. So one of the things that all of our agencies are noticing, the Department of Public Health and Mercy One, I'm sure the pharmacies are seeing this too, as people schedule their appointments, and maybe they get scheduled at two or three different locations and they take the first one that they can get, which is great, but we are begging and pleading for people to contact those other locations that they might have a time slot with and cancel your appointment. It opens up a slot for someone else. And in the case for the Department of Public Health, for our mass vaccination site, that will generally will put that slot back on the website for people to check back and sign up for. So those cancellations of appointments are difficult to manage, because at the end of the day, then we're trying to balance the amount of vaccine that we have versus the number of appointments that we have scheduled, and it really is difficult toward the end of the day. So that was the last thing I wanted to bring up. One more thing. So the New England Journal of Medicine came out with two separate articles to talk about the benefit of getting the vaccine and following it through until you get the second dose and then 14 days after that. People should go in and check out some of the latest information, but what we do know is that 14 days after you've been vaccinated, and they've looked at two separate groups, one in Texas and one in California, where basically the positivity rate of becoming infected after 14 days of being fully vaccinated is 0.05% chance. That is extremely low, and for those people who might be on the fence to getting vaccine, that should be kind of the final sales pitch, is it significantly reduces the potential for people to become positive for COVID, and We're still studying how long that will provide that kind of effect, but most likely it's going to be longer than we originally thought. So, again, if people are on the fence, we're really pushing, and the CDC is pushing. By all means, look at the numbers. It's a great it's great information to know and to give you reason to get in and get a shot.
Brian Hanef, always great to talk to you every Tuesday morning on KGLO, and we look forward to again visiting with you next week. And your office is going to be closed, too, Friday, right, for Good Friday?
We will be closed for Good Friday this week, and then we'll be back at it again next week. So, again, we will be posting slots on Friday. Even though we're not open, we'll get those posted for people, and they can go in and get signed up Friday afternoon.
Very good. Hey, appreciate you taking some time to visit with us this morning. Thanks again, Brian.
Always great. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, you bet. Take care.
Bye now.
That's Brian Hanef, Cerro Gordo County Department of Public Health on AM 1300. KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.